You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced July 28th that the New York State Board for Historic Preservation has recommended several local attractions to the state and national registers of historic places. The local nominations include the Haxton Tower House in Hopewell Junction, Dutchess County. This distinctive Greek Revival home was built circa 1850 for successful farmer William Haxton and expanded circa 1870 for Albert Tower, an executive in the region's iron ore industry. The Alton B. Parker Estate in Esopus in Ulster County, the 1860 estate known as Rosemount, is nationally significant for its association with Alton B. Parker, who lived from 1852 to 1926, chief judge of the New York State Court of Appeals and Democratic Party candidate in the 1904 presidential election, which was won by Theodore Roosevelt. St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bern, Albany County, completed in 1835. The transitional Federal Greek Revival-style church remains the rural hamlet's most impressive work of 19th-century architecture, as manifested in its overall scale, brick construction, and tall bell tower. Ancrum Hamlet Historic District in Ancrum in Columbia County. The district's buildings, sites, and landscapes retain much of their rural crossroads character and sense of place, reflecting the district's development during the 19th and early 20th centuries. And the Newton-Tabor-Marvin Farm in Nassau, Rensselaer County. The architecturally and historically significant farmstead has a continuous history of farming activity and occupancy that dates back to at least 1788, when it was farmed by Abner Newton, a native of Worcester, Massachusetts, and a veteran of the American Revolution. Julia Reichel reports in the Watershed Post about another death at Hunter's Catterskill Falls, despite new safety improvements. Ezra Kennedy, a 17-year-old from Westfield, New Jersey, fell from the waterfall when hiking July 27th, and the new Twin Clove Rope Rescue Team, a multi-department elite rope rescue squad, recovered his body from the bottom of the waterfall. In recent years, there have been several hikers who have died at Catterskill Falls, a two-tier, 260-foot-tall waterfall that is New York State's tallest. A spokesman for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation told the Daily Mail that Kennedy, quote, had climbed up a staircase to the edge of the middle pool area of the falls so his hiking companions could take a picture from below, end quote. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Metropolitan Transportation Authority announced a projected fare increase for Metro North Railroad riders. A four-year financial plan released July 27th expects fare and toll increases to stay at or below 4%. MTA President Thomas Prendergast said any specific increases will be announced in November. Quote, we will see what our needs are, and if we do have needs for a fare increase, the staff will make recommendations for hearings to be held and then decisions to be made by the board based on that input, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that only five residents spoke at a public hearing July 26th about a proposal to downsize the county legislature. All were opposed. Quote, I'm mainly against it because it reduces the voice that people have in their government, end quote. Richard Harris, president of 100 Black Men in Albany and a city resident, said, quote, what's more important, saving a few dollars or giving citizens a greater voice in their government, end quote. Loudonville Republican legislator Peter Krause has proposed reducing the number of legislature districts from 39 to 33 in 2024 and to 29 districts in 2032. Albany County has the largest legislature in the state with 39 districts. A Citizens Charter Review Commission proposed making the legislature smaller 2 years ago. Quote, if you make it 12,000, that is, people that a legislator would represent, it will really be a catastrophe, said McKinley Johnson, a pastor at St. John's Church of God in Christ in Albany. Quote, give us an opportunity by leaving it like it is, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.